Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, Evangelist Donald Perkins describes the reality of hell. Jonathan Brentner helps us live victoriously in these chaotic days, and Charles Thurston reveals the oldest language on earth. Watchmen on the Wall can bring the unique variety of programs you've come to expect because of your financial support and continued prayers. To learn how you can be a part of sharing this important information, visit supportswrc.com. That's supportswrc.com. And if you're new to Watchmen on the Wall, don't forget to request your free new listener pack. This pack includes a welcome letter, history of the ministry, the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter, and a free gift. Get your free new listener pack by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. On today's program, Evangelist Donald Perkins discusses a difficult subject that we cannot afford to be ignorant about. We're talking about the reality of hell. What does the Bible say about hell? Will people go to hell? The sobering truths we discuss today are tempered by hope beyond hell. Evangelist Donald Perkins tells us how to avoid this awful place through faith alone in Jesus Christ. I'm Southwest Radio Ministries Staff Evangelist Josh Davis. I encourage you to stay tuned for this important discussion. We're going to address one of the more difficult topics in Christian theology. That is the subject of hell. And I urge you to listen to this important message today. Don't tune it out. You know, if you're a regular listener to this program, we don't dwell on this subject, but at the same time, we cannot ignore it. Both the believer and the unbeliever need to understand what the Bible has to say about the place called hell. And joining me to discuss this very important Bible doctrine is Evangelist Donald Perkins. He has an over 1 hour DVD presentation called The Reality of Hell. Brother Perkins, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Well, Brother Josh, it's always a blessing and an honor to be with you and your listening audience, especially dealing with this subject today. I mean, this is one of those messages that's not taught a lot, but it is biblical and we need to understand it.
Absolutely. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke about it, and we see it all throughout Scripture, the reality of this place called hell. But why is it important that we understand the reality of hell?
Well, we need to understand the reality of hell because it's a biblical doctrine that is all through the Scripture. The Old Testament prophets talked about hell. Jesus, he talked about hell. He went to the cross because he believed in hell. He had a reality of hell that caused him to go to the cross to die for humanity that we might miss this place called hell. So we need a reality today as a Christian. Again, a lot of Christians, this is one of those messages they don't like to hear about. As a matter of fact, when I'm out preaching a lot of times in conferences, the day that I'm going to teach on the reality of hell, I don't mention that message. Because if you say that, they're going to say, I don't want to hear about hell. But once they hear the message, they realize I really needed to understand hell, and then they have a different perspective about it. So we need to have it. You need to get a clear understanding from Scripture regarding it.
Yes, absolutely. It is a real place, and Scripture presents it as a real place. But what are some of the false views that people have about hell? Maybe it's a misconception or a misunderstanding that they have about this place called hell.
Yes. Well, there are a number of misunderstandings or conceptions about it. One in particular, one of the biggest ones is that hell is controlled by Satan. Most people think that you see the devil, he has a red slicker suit on, a pitchfork in his hand, and he's down in hell, controlling hell. That's not true at all. As a matter of fact, in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 41, Scripture tells us that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible also lets us know that the devil is afraid of hell. And again, because we've been taught all these different weird views about hell, people have different views. They think like hell and heaven is at war. You know, Satan is down in hell controlling, and God is in heaven controlling. No, it's not. That's not that at all. God created hell for rebels, for the devil and his angels. But because mankind sinned, The Bible said that hell have enlarged itself. In other words, because mankind has fallen, God had to accommodate the fall of man. You find in the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, it says that hell have enlarged itself. So one of the main misconceptions is that the devil is controlling hell. Another major misconception about hell is that hell is not a real place. You have different groups out there, Catholicism, you have different groups that believe that hell can be explained away. It's a metaphor. But the Bible is quite clear that hell is a real place. And that when people go there, they will literally be tormented and they will be there forever. So again, those are just some of the misconceptions out there. Well, let me give one more. There's another view out there that teaches that in the end, everything will literally be delivered from hell. It's called universalism. Mm-hmm. This view teaches that in the end, everything is gonna convert back and, you know, hell will be emptied. Well, that's not true at all. Hell is an eternal judgment for those who have rejected God, starting with the devil and even mankind.
And Brother Perkins, I was thinking about that the other day too, that the people who believe in universalism say, well, we're all going to make it to heaven. We'll all be there. You know, nobody wants to admit that I'm on my way to hell. Very, 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 very few people would even say that. Yet, yes. If you pinpointed somebody and you say, well, how would you feel if you got to heaven and knew that you were living next door to a serial killer or to Adolf Hitler or somebody like that? Would you like that? Oh, no, they're not going to be in heaven. Well, who gets to decide who's going into heaven and who's going into hell? Yeah. What does Scripture teach us about that? You know, who goes to heaven, who goes to hell?
Well, the Scripture is quite clear in reference to that as well. In the book of Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, it gives a list of those that go to hell. Now, and that list is quite broad, but amazingly, that list fits every one of us who were sinners. You know, all of us fall into that category, you know, of a sinner. And what's going to deliver mankind from that is that he must accept God's provision for that deliverance, and that provision is his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus took our sins at Calvary to deliver us from this eternal judgment. And see, if a man accept Christ, as the Bible commands that he do, he will have eternal life. And again, when these people reject him, they're going to find out that hell is a real place and that the judgments are true. The judgments are eternal. The torments are forever. And again, we need a reality of this place.
Yes, and Scripture speaks about hell being eternal. And this is one of the big sticking points that people point to and say, well, it cannot be eternal. It's going to be annihilation and all these other views that are out there. What does Scripture teach us? Is hell eternal?
Well, the Scriptures are quite clear in reference to hell being eternal. I'll give you a few verses. Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 says, the latter part says, to be cast into everlasting fire. Man will be cast into everlasting fire. Matthew 25, 46, it says, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Revelation 20, verse 10, when Satan is cast there, the Bible says, he shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I'll give you another one. Revelation chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. It says, the smoke of their torments ascend up forever and ever, and they shall have no rest day nor night. And this is in reference to people that take the mark of the beast. So hell is eternal. The Bible is quite clear in reference to that. And I'll give you one quick other example. At the end of the Great Tribulation, at the second coming of Christ and the Battle of Armageddon, the Bible says that the Antichrist and the false prophet will be cast alive from the Armageddon theater. The Bible said that the angel, they will be cast alive into the lake of fire. And then the Bible says at the beginning of the millennium, Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. But at the close of the 1,000-year millennial kingdom, the Bible says that Satan will be cast, this is Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, into hell. The Bible says where the beast and the false prophet are. So the point I'm making is this, that the Antichrist and false prophet at the time of Armageddon, they will be cast alive into the lake of fire. And 1,000 years later, Satan will be cast into that same lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. In other words, these men have been in hell for 1,000 years up to that point, and they have not been annihilated. So the Bible is clear that hell is eternal and those judgments as well.
That's a very powerful point that you make. And friends, we're visiting with evangelist Donald Perkins discussing his hour-long plus DVD called The Reality of Hell. You can order a copy of this powerful Bible teaching by calling our ministry at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. And you can connect with Brother Donald Perkins on his website. It's according2prophecy.org. That's according2prophecy.org. And so, Brother Perkins, I believe that it was C.S. Lewis that said something so memorable, it sticks out to me, that the door of hell is locked from the inside, and that those who go to hell choose it for themselves, because if they were in the presence of God, in the presence of Jesus for all of eternity, that would be like hell to them, because they don't love Him, they don't want to be there with Him. And many people in our culture today have a lot of misconceptions on hell. You spoke about that, but one of the things that I hear is that I've heard people who are so brazen to say, I can't wait to get to hell. It's going to be a massive party. We're just going to live it up and have fun. Is hell going to be a party scene?
Hell will not be a party scene. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a reality. As a matter of fact, you know, when the church don't deal with hell, the world will always make an attempt to explain it. On the DVD, I have a few other things that I deal with in reference to some of the falsehoods, but U.S. News and World Report, they did a cover story on hell. It was called Hell, A New Vision of the Netherworld. But on the front cover, they showed the devil in Bermuda shorts with a drink in his hand. They showed a demon serving people in these beach chairs. And then way in the back of the picture, they showed people playing volleyball in hell. Again, this is a false interpretation of hell. Hell would not, it won't be a house party. It won't be a place that you can be there with all your friends. There's all these crazy views out there that are totally lies of the enemy to cause men to not prepare, not to accept God's provision. Hell is real, and believe me, it won't be a place of party.
And I think Luke chapter 16 speaks about that so specifically. And that's a central teaching from our Lord Jesus Christ on the reality of hell. Is Luke chapter 16, is that a parable?
Well, Luke 16 is not a parable. Some of the commentators that write, you know, add to the Bible, when I say add to it, I mean, they add footnotes and things like that. Most Bibles, a lot of them, they have coming into that section in Luke 16, they call it the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. That's a misnomer. That's a falsehood, because Luke 16 is an actual account of a man going to hell. We know that because Jesus, he talked about a certain man, and then he also talked about Lazarus. But not only that, he also talked about Abraham, Moses, and the prophets. None of these men are fictitious characters. You cannot explain, you know, Luke 16 as a parable. Most of the cult groups do. And what happened again, they make it an allegory, so therefore they can explain the hell fires away. But hell is real. Jesus gave an actual account of a man going to hell. This man went to hell not because he was rich. He went to hell because he didn't repent. And when you read it in the text, it literally says that, you know. So Luke 16 is an actual account of a man going to hell. And on the DVD series, we explained that in depth to give you some good, clear understanding about it.
And that's such a powerful scripture. And as you were speaking those words, my mind was just rolling through the scriptures there in Luke 16 of how it's so vivid and vividly described the reality of that place. On this earth, the man was rich. He had everything his heart desired, but then he was facing eternity in hell. And Lazarus, who had none of this world's goods, had his faith in the Lord and had repented of his sins, and he was in heaven. And we see that this is such a wonderful thing to think about, that anyone can escape this place called hell. We're going to come back to that in just a little bit. But what are some of the other truths about the reality of hell that we see in Scripture that we need to be aware of?
Well, one point I want to make, Brother Josh, is that on the DVD, we cover a lot of things. And let me just give you a little outline of what we cover. We look at scholars, what scholars say about hell. We also give a definition of hell. So I explain what is hell biblically. We look at a number of false views on hell. We even look at who created hell. The Bible is quite clear to tell us who created hell. We also answer the question, is hell a parable? But then we also look at the five compartments of hell and go all the way through and show you biblically the five compartments of hell. Then we show you that hell is eternal. We prove from the scripture that hell is eternal. And then here's one of the amazing things we show in this series. We show where hell is located. The Bible literally lets us know where hell is located. We close the DVD out by looking at Satan's inn in hell. So the Bible covers a lot. There's a lot of scriptures on hell that people don't know about. And again, when you go through it and you understand based on the Word of God, you have a whole different view and perspective. Now, I'm a Christian born again. I don't fear hell, but I do fear hell. And what I mean by that is, I don't fear going to hell because I'm born again. Jesus is my Savior. But I do fear hell in the form of reverencing. I reverence this place. Hell was created by God for the devil and his angels. But it was also, God had to expand hell because of the fall of man. And so I have a whole fresh respect for this judgment, which has given me a whole different perspective on reaching the lost.
Yes, and as you were describing the DVD there, you can get your copy of this, friends, by calling our ministry 1-800-652-1144. It's called The Reality of Hell with Evangelist Donald Perkins. And it's over 1 hour of biblical, solid biblical teaching on the reality of hell. You can connect with us also on our website, swrc.com. And you can connect with Brother Perkins on his wonderful website, accordingtoprophecy.org. That's according, the number 2, prophecy.org. And Brother Perkins, we certainly do not wish it upon anyone. And I know this is your heart, this is my heart. The reason that we're sharing this message today is not so that as Christians we can gloat over the fact that people are going to end up in hell. Absolutely not. God's heart is clear in Scripture. It says that He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so the question that we want to really advance to people is, how can they escape going to this place called hell?
That's a great question. I love that question so much because the answer is so simple. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Salvation is so simple. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You accept God's love advance. He gave His Son in your place. The Bible says that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. When I accepted Christ, when I got saved, we basically swapped places. Jesus took my sins at Calvary, and He gave me His righteousness. So I'm going to heaven, not because I'm a good man. I'm going to heaven because I have identified with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. I received Him as my Lord and Savior. And it's as simple. Salvation is a free gift for those who receive Christ. You can't work enough. You can't give enough. You can't live good enough. You must accept God's provision, which is Jesus Christ. When you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you are born again. The Bible says you're saved from the judgments that are to come. You are saved from the damnations of hell. And again, it's so simple. So I challenge people from coast to coast, listen, receive Christ. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Receive Christ. Quit fighting. Quit debating. Just accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and you will be saved from this eternal place of judgment.
Amen. I couldn't agree with you more, Brother Perkins. Thank you for sharing that beautiful message. Friends, there is a lifeline. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right with the Lord, and so that you can escape this place called hell. Jesus has come to give you eternal life that begins now and lasts forever. And maybe you've got some questions about what that means. I want to encourage you, reach out to our ministry. Reach out to Brother Perkins' ministry. You say, how can I do that? Let me share with you one more time. Our 1-800 number is 1-800-652-1144. Our whole team of ministry would love nothing more than to help you to understand how you can have an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ, and you can be delivered from this place called hell. You can visit us online at swrc.com. There are email forms there, social media links where you can contact us through those channels as well. You can also connect with Brother Perkins' website and find ways of getting in touch with his ministry at accordingtoprophecy.org. According the number two prophecy.org. Do not delay. Friends, call upon Jesus this very day. Brother Perkins, we thank you for joining us. Thank you for your heart for the Lord and for His truth, including the reality of hell.
Amen, Brother Josh. It's always an honor and a privilege to be with you. And again, I just thank you for your burden and the heart that you guys have to reach a lost world. Thank you.
And God bless you and your ministry, Brother Perkins. We're looking forward to visiting with you again soon down the road.
Amen. Look forward as well. Thank you.
After hearing so much about the reality of hell, I thought it would be very pertinent for us to read what the Scripture has to say from the lips of Jesus. We discussed Luke chapter 16, but I would like to read these passages for you, what Jesus taught about this place called hell. In Luke 16, verse 19, we read, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This sobering reality describes for us, in the words of Jesus, what hell will be like. It's a place of memory. This rich man, as he went to hell, remembered his family, remembered his five brothers who did not know the Lord and who were not ready to go to heaven. In other words, they hadn't put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and they were headed for hell, where he found himself. He had memory, and he had concern. He was concerned that they wouldn't come to this awful place. That's exactly what he said, was it not? And we see that as many people like to joke about hell and make light of it and just really make fun of the whole notion, we see that that's not the case at all, according to Scripture. This man did not want anyone to join him in what he called this place of torment. Now, there's a difference between torment and torture. Hell is not a place of torture. God is not maniacally torturing people in hell, but it's their own torment. They've made their bed, now they must lie in it, is somewhat of the attitude of torment. And so we think of this place as a place to be avoided at all costs. And as evangelist Donald Perkins has just shared with us, Christ offers you the lifeline of hope. You don't have to go to this place. You see, what was Abraham's solution he offered? The Word of God. Moses and the prophets, that's a reference to the Word of God. God's Word gives us a solution, gives us the way. We must listen to it. And that's what we must heed in these days. So I just want to urge you and encourage you. And Lord, for those of us who are already believers in Jesus Christ and know that we're on our way to be with you forever in that wonderful place called heaven, we just humbly ask that you would motivate us to live in light of eternity, that we would make a difference in this world, and that we could help people to escape the reality of hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Evangelist Donald Perkins has much more to say about the reality of hell in his hour-long DVD teaching, and this DVD is available for your gift of $15 to our ministry. We also have three other DVDs available from Donald Perkins for your gift of $15 each. They're called Beware of False Christs in the Last Day, Heaven, and Bible Prophecy, God's Order of Events. You can order all four of these DVDs for a gift of $50 to our ministry. Order today by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting swrc.com. If you haven't already, make sure you register for one of our upcoming conferences. Saturday, September 30th is our special one-day conference in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm excited to be at this conference along with Michael Hoggard, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Hus, and Clayton Van Hus. I encourage you to also plan to join us October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio, for our biggest conference of the year. It's 3 days, over a dozen speakers, including our keynote speaker, Jonathan Kahn. Don't miss out. Register today. Visit the events page at swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144 to register today. Jonathan Kahn, Bill Federer, Mac Dominic, Donald Perkins, Doug Stauffer, Lonnie Shipman, and many others will be there. Secure your seat today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or register online at swrc.com and click on Events. Tomorrow, Jonathan Brentner reveals how Bible prophecy leads us to live victoriously today. And Micah Van Hus returns to explore another marginal mystery. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading the SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Visit our website, swrc.com. There you'll find the latest headlines from the End Times video with Dr. Larry Spargimino, our latest Watchman on the Wall programs, and timely articles that will inform and strengthen your faith. And while you're there, check out our extensive archive of past programs and the Resource Center filled with over 1,000 books and DVDs. SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com.